It turned out that Rosemont's insurance company decided that fighting Rudman's civil rights suit wasn't worth the legal expense. So the company offered Rudman a $6,000 settlement. Being no dummy, he quickly accepted. Not many guys shoot a cop and pocket $6,000 for their efforts. Smith's lawyer went before a federal magistrate who was handling this matter and filed legal papers that would force the insurance company to give the $6,000 to Smith instead of Rudman. That does make a certain amount of sense, since Rudman, the ex-gunman, does owe Smith, the ex-cop, $35,000. But for some reason, this angered the federal magistrate. He griped that Smith's lawyer was just harassing Rudman and his lawyer. So in what seems like an unusual ruling, he told the insurance company to write out a check to him, the magistrate. Then he, the magistrate, could write out a personal check to Rudman, the ex-gunman. And that would settle the affair. The checks could be written at any moment. When the magistrate, James T. Balog, was asked about this check-writing arrangement, he said he could not discuss it since the case is still pending. But if he goes ahead with it, Rudman will get the money. And Smith, the disabled cop, will limp away to a cabin in Tennessee knowing that all he got was the shaft.